Welcome to the Mystery Behind Art History. We're your hosts, Lily
and Alexandra, and this podcast is designed to give you an art history fix.
Whether you're a history buff or an avid artist, or somewhere in between, this podcast is for you.
So today, we're talking about Michelangelo, but first, let's do the question of the day.
Do you like doing online learning, or would you rather be in school?
I think I would rather be in the classroom. I definitely work well with people around me, so it was definitely hard to learn in solitude for 2 months. I'm really hoping we get to go back to school in the fall. I miss my friends and teachers so much. And also, I was getting really distracted working at home. I'd always pick up my phone or want to do something else, and so I was never truly focused. What do you think, Lily?
So I also miss being at school and in the physical classroom with my friends and teachers. With online learning, I can't exactly play pieces with my orchestra or, perform at concerts. It can also be hard to teach myself new material since it's not always easy to focus at home, like you said.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I like I said again, I really hope we go back to school in the fall.
Me too. So let's get started. Michelangelo was an Italian sculptor, painter, architect, and the poet of the High Renaissance.
Okay, wait, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I thought Michelangelo was a Ninja Turtle.
LOL, yes, he was a Ninja Turtle. Actually, three of the four Ninja Turtles are based off of the great Florentine artists. So, Michelangelo exerted an unparalleled influence on the development of Western art. He was born in Caprese, Italy, a municipality in the region of Tuscany, located in central Italy, on March 6, 1475. His family had been bankers in Florence for many years, but the bank where they worked failed. His dad took a government job in Caprese, and the family moved before Michelangelo was born. His family claimed to descend from Countess Matilde of Canossa, a powerful ruler in northern Italy, during the early Middle Ages. However, this has never been substantiated.
After Michelangelo was born, his family returned to Florence, where his mother died in 1481. Because of his loss of his mother, Michelangelo was sent to live with a nanny and her husband, who was a stonecutter in the town of Settignano. In Settignano, his father owned a marble quarry and a small farm. He had so much exposure to marble and the art of sculpture here, and this was a major inspiration for him.
In 1488, at the age of 13, he was sent to study grammar under humanist Francesco da Urbino. However, he had no interest in schooling. Instead, he spent many of his days copying famous artists' works. During this period, Florence was Italy's greatest center of the arts and learning. Many arts were sponsored by the town council called the Signoria, merchant guilds, and wealthy patrons such as the Medici family. Michelangelo was actually the first to call Ghiberti bronze doors of the baptistry the Gates of Paradise, the now common name for Ghiberti's famous golden doors of the baptistry of St. John, if any of you are familiar with those. Obviously, we're not here to talk about Ghiberti today, or any other artist, in fact. But at a young age, Michelangelo was influenced by many Italian artists. Michelangelo studied many, many works from artists such as Brunelleschi, Ghiberti, Donatello, Giotto, and Masaccio. At age 13, Michelangelo was appointed as Ghirlandaio's apprentice. Ghirlandaio was a master in fresco painting, perspective, figure drawing, and portraiture. He had the largest workshop in Florence. Michelangelo's father convinced Ghirlandaio to pay Michelangelo as a 14-year-old, which was rare. Michelangelo also worked with sculptor Bertoldo di Giovanni for some time in his teenage years. Lorenzo de' Medici's death in spring 1492 changed Michelangelo's career. He left the Medici court and returned to his father's house, where he worked on a carved crucifix. This was the first of many instances that Michelangelo studied anatomy by dissecting cadavers.
In 1493, he bought a block of marble and carved a larger-than-life statue of Hercules, which was sent to France but disappeared sometime in the 18th century. When a Medici heir commissioned a statue in 1494, Michelangelo again returned to the court. Soon after he moved, Florence experienced some political upheaval, and Michelangelo decided to move to Venice and then later Bologna. After a few months, he moved back to Florence and continued to work for the Medici family. At age 24, Michelangelo completed Pietà, a religious sculpture showing the Virgin Mary grieving over the body of Jesus. Located in St. Peter's Basilica, it is considered one of the world's greatest masterpieces of sculpture.
In 1499, Michelangelo was asked to complete an unfinished project begun 40 years earlier by Augusto di Duccio. What do you think this unfinished work is, Alexandra? Any guesses?
I'm not sure. Which one is it? He did so many.
This work was the Colosso Carrara marble statue of David. This is undeniably Michelangelo's most famous work. A close second would be the Sistine Chapel ceiling. Michelangelo was invited to Rome in 1505 by Pope Julius II and commissioned to build the Pope's tomb. It was to include 40 statues and be finished in 5 years. However, he worked on the tomb for 40 years, but it never met his satisfaction. Pope Julius II also asked Michelangelo to complete the ceiling for the Sistine Chapel. The Pope had a specific idea in mind, but Michelangelo persuaded him to give him a free hand and proposed a more complex scheme. The ceiling is over 500 square meters with over 300 figures. The most famous paintings are The Creation of Adam, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and The Deluge.
Pope Julius died in 1513, and was replaced by Pope Leo X, the second son of Lorenzo de' Medici. Leo asked Michelangelo to reconstruct the facade of the Basilica of San Lorenzo in Florence. He spent several years creating drawings and models for the facade, but the work was canceled before any real progress was made. Even today, the basilica lacks a facade. After Pope Leo X died in 1524, Pope Clement VII gave Michelangelo a commission for the Laurentian Library at San Lorenzo's church. This is seen as the forerunner of Baroque architecture, even though it remained incomplete until 1904. Michelangelo met Vittorio Colonna, who became one of his closest friends, at a church near his home in Rome. Pope Clement VII commissioned Michelangelo to paint a fresco of the Last Judgment on the altar wall of the Sistine Chapel. However, this work was not very popular, as his depiction of Christ as massive and muscular and the Virgin Mary naked are considered sacrilegious. At the Council of Trent, it was decided to obscure the genitals, and Daniele da Volterra, Michelangelo's apprentice, made the changes.
In 1546, he was appointed architect of St. Peter's Basilica, Rome. The dome, not completed until after his death, has been called the greatest creation of the Renaissance. In December 2007, a red chalk sketch of the dome was found, possibly the last before his death. It is considered extremely rare because he destroyed his designs later in life. Michelangelo was a devout Catholic. Madonna of the Steps is Michelangelo's earliest known work in marble.
The Sistine Chapel, painted between 1508 and 1512, is a flattened barrel vault supported on 12 triangular pendentives that rise from between the windows of the chapel. Michelangelo was reluctant to take the commission, but he agreed when he was given artistic freedom. We've both actually been to the Sistine Chapel before. What did you think of it, Lily?
So I went 2 years ago, and I thought it was astonishing. When I was there, I just wanted to soak all of the art history in. It can be so hard to process all of the things that happened there and the artists that have walked the same halls. You know, even though I was there pretty recently, I would honestly love to go back. What about you, Alexandra?
I was there during the winter, and so even though there were significantly less tourists, the inside of the chapel was still really busy. I was there when I was 8, so I can't remember all of the details, but I just remember how amazingly high the ceiling was and how impressive all of the frescoes are. I definitely want to go back again sometime. You're not allowed to take photos inside, but unfortunately, a lot of people do, which leads to the paintings to fade faster. So if you happen to go, please respect the rules and don't take photos.
Very good point, Alexandra. So, Michelangelo died in Rome in 1564 at the age of 88, which was 51 years older than the life expectancy then. Before he died, he had requested that his body be taken to be buried in his beloved Florence. Along with Leonardo da Vinci and Raphael, Michelangelo is seen as one of the three giants of the Florentine High Renaissance. However, while many people assume the artists were acquainted, he had little to do with them. He was reclusive by nature and ended up outliving both of them by more than 40 years.
David is actually the world's most famous male nude. However, some of his other works have had a greater impact on the course of art. Victory, Bruges Madonna, and Medici Madonna were the prerequisites of the Mannerist movement, the art movement that followed the High Renaissance. The unfinished giants for the tomb of Pope Julius II had a profound effect on sculptors such as Rodin and Henry Moore. So that's all that we have for you guys today. Hopefully, we'll get more information for next week's episode. And we're both very new to this podcasting thing. So bear with us as we learn the ropes and try and get longer episodes every time. Until then, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.